With your Ag News, I'm Farm and Ranch Director Sarah Heinrich. Biosecurity is top of mind for producers. Recent cases of highly pathogenic avian influenza in dairy cattle have biosecurity top of mind for producers. We'll have details on how to best protect your herd coming up after the break.
In the heart of every successful farm, trust is the seed that grows the strongest bonds.
At Proceed, we're not just a company, we're a community built on trust and family values.
Our dedicated employees are passionate about supporting local farmers like you.
We know your challenges because we've walked the same paths, sowed the same seeds.
We believe in building relationships that go beyond business, relationships grounded in trust and mutual respect.
Because at Proceed, you're not just a customer, you're part of our family.
Biosecurity is top of mind after recent cases of highly pathogenic avian influenza in dairy cattle. Dr. Rosalind Biggs, a beef cattle specialist with Oklahoma State University, says the HPAI cases underscore a need for vigilance in protecting cattle from wildlife.
We want to take a look at that because it's not just a concern from waterfowl and avian influenza. We have wildlife species right here in Oklahoma and certainly in this region of the United States. Take feral hogs, for example. They're a great opportunity, unfortunately, to expose our domestic species to things like leptospirosis. They're also well known to carry diseases like swine brucellosis and pseudorabies as well. And so we just want producers to think logically and take a moment to consider opportunities to improve biosecurity and prevent those wildlife, domestic livestock interactions. Simple things like making sure that if we've got feed that we don't inadvertently create habitat that's ideal for those wildlife species to set up shop.
She talks about ways to enhance biosecurity.
Designate a biosecurity manager. Get in connection with your veterinarian and talk about what's the risk assessment to our operation. Where could we have disease that would potentially enter our operation? And then develop a plan, put it down in writing and review it. Make sure everybody on the operation is familiar with it and that we're following those procedures. It's also a good time, particularly as we see additional diseases that maybe we haven't been exposed to before or are developing, that biosecurity managers stay in tune with what's going on and make sure they maintain that relationship with the veterinarian.
With your Ag News, I'm Farm and Ranch Director Sarah Heinrich for the Growing Harvest Ag Network.